Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Dressing brings all the boys to the yard, and now we got the recipe.
And does Lamar Odom still miss Chloe, or is it a social media mix-up?
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Hey! Welcome!
And our girl Sherry is back. Sherry, we miss you!
Hello! Oh, Gary, I miss you all, too. So, HK, what's up?
All right, y'all, it's time for a Emily Ratajkowski was spotted getting cozy with a new guy. And no, it's not Brad Pitt. Now, Emily, who's 31, was seen getting hot and heavy with a 35-year-old New York DJ named Orazio Rispo. And I think this is what our parents would call deep kissing.
Yeah.
Now, Emily's had a couple busy months, but first she split from her husband, then she was hanging out with Brad, then last week she seemingly came out as bisexual.
Oh,
maybe it was a phase. So, I mean, what do you think, man? You think she's over Brad Pitt or she keeping it pushing?
I don't know. Hold on a second. Is this deep kissing or perhaps is he trying to keep her alive? Did she pass out? Is he keeping her mouth to mouth and blowing some oxygen?
I know. Like, Yeah.
It's almost like they were conjoined Siamese twins.
Put his knees in this one.
This is the thing of dating somebody like Brad Pitt who's 58. Brad Pitt is not giving you all of that kind of kissing. Brad Pitt wants to sit on the couch and watch Netflix and maybe fall asleep with his head on your lap. This Orazio, this one right here is trying to suck your whole brain out. It's just such
a
difference.
That. Suck it all out.
Yes.
Are we even sure that's her? Like, we can't even see her face.
Because it disappeared in Orazio's mouth.
I know.
Her entire face.
It looks like they're like, you were watching a soul being transferred, you know, from one person to another person.
But she's just using this man, though, honey. She's supposed to be bisexual. How if she bisexual and she carrying on like that?
She's doing the bi part.
She likes both.
That's part of the
She's doing the bi.
Well, we need the other part of the boat to be there. Where's the woman?
Going to see her after him.
Exactly.
All right, yesterday we talked about Jason Sudeikis and Olivia Wilde's nanny spilling all the tea, and it is a large pot because the revelations keep coming, y'all.
Yes.
She just shared that just a couple weeks before Olivia was photographed with Harry Styles, she was still sleeping naked in the bed with Jason.
Ooh. Okay.
But here's what I'm excited about. After hearing Olivia's special salad dressing, the internet dug up a recipe she had shared on the Food Network's website. Turns out it's just red wine, vinegar, Dijon mustard, honey, salt, garlic, and olive oil. A little simple. You throw it together. And you might say Olivia poured vinaigrette on the fire because she shared the page from Nora Ephron's book, Heartburn, where she apparently got the recipe. Olivia's watching Dish.
All right.
And she responded in kind. Why do you guys think she shared it?
Because people wanted to know what's the salad dressing that people are going crazy over. Remember, what did he do?
Yeah.
Ran outside and tried to stop her
car?
In front of her car. Like, people want to know what the hell is in this salad dressing.
Yeah. I was intrigued. I was curious and wanted to know, like, what would make somebody, like, you know, snap. And
now
that I know the ingredients, I thought it would be more.
I thought it would be more, too. Yeah. I'm like, did they put some crack in there or something? Like, what's making them go crazy for this?
I feel like Hidden Valley Ranch is making this very exact same thing.
Yeah. I really like Olivia knowing that everybody was talking about the salad and going to her IG and being like, boom, there it is.
So, but the thing is, though, Tanner, if I offered you some of my tossed salad, would you put that dressing on for me?
Oh, yeah.
Brett, what am I supposed to do with this?
No, I mean, that's a good...
Deflect.
Sherry, question for you.
All right, y'all. It is time for... So today, y'all, we got Miss Britney Spears. Now, Britney has been showing off her God-given talents a lot lately. We've seen them all. But this time, she dropped a nude pic on Twitter. And, Brett, tell us what Britney said.
Well, Britney said, I have a premiere for a movie this week. The Legislative Act of My Meow.
Okay, y'all, I'm looking at the picture of Britney lying on the bed. Do I even have to ask, is this a thirst trap?
Absolutely.
Yes.
But she's doing it wrong, man. You're supposed to drop this and be like, OnlyFans out now, link in bio.
Oh, absolutely. That would have been the smart thing.
Yeah.
She looks good, though. I mean, she doesn't look like it's a thirst trap. She's just posing like a Grecian goddess.
She has on nothing, Gary.
She's not wearing any drawers,
it's
Marcus.
It's a great filter, but when you're putting it on Twitter, why? And you got two teenage sons who continue to ask you, Mom, can you please stop posting the new pictures?
I turned my phone over so I could try to see if the butt was out there. It was not.
I keep thinking it works like that.
You're so funny, HK.
Twitter, you could get away with this more so than Instagram because like you could post full-on smut on Twitter. Yes. But however, to her teen sons, you shut up. You had your time. You know what I'm saying? You was able to be breastfed by Britney Spears. It's time for the streets to have a go at it. Please and thank you.
I mean, I would just say to Britney, you don't have to give it to me one more time.
Oh,
You don't have to hit us, baby, one more time.
Well, I like the title.
We love you already.
I'm going to do that same pose, baby, and I'm going to just do the backside, the legislative act of my ass.
I'm going to report that post in advance.
Well, all right, y'all. Moving on, honey. Lamar Odom, honey, is allegedly singing the blues about his Coco again.
Gary, let me break it down for you. So, in a post on his verified Facebook page, said he still misses his best friend, ex-wife, Khloe Kardashian. Mm-hmm. Now, after receiving backlash, there was another post that said, and please cure the sad music, didn't know we were not allowed to miss someone regardless if mistakes were made. I'm human, just like everyone else. But I get it. I let people down, and I will pay for it forever. And that's okay, too. Good night, Facebook family. Gunshot in the back. But wait, now Lamar is now blaming his former management team for the sucker love post.
What?
He's like, yo, it wasn't me. Straight out of the book of Shaggy. It seems like Lamar lost his control of his Facebook account, and he's trying to get it back from his old team. Now, y'all believe this?
I believe Lamar. It doesn't sound like Lamar would say something like, honey, good night, Facebook fam. That's not, that doesn't sound like
yeah, it doesn't sound like him.
That does not, honey.
Why would his management do it?
Because they ain't got nothing else to damn do.
They
bored. With people.
Management don't be getting bored. They got work to do. They got commission to get. You don't get no commission off
management
this.
Management ain't famous, honey. They enjoying the platform that he has and making people believe that it's really him. They're getting a kick out
of
it. I'm about to start blaming all my DMs on management, too. I'm about to say, I didn't DM you. That was my management.
All right, Sherry girl. Our boy Andrew Freund linked up with the cast of Black Adam. And girl, your name came up when he sat down with your movie son, Aldis Hodge. And girl, they were talking about you and your love life. And even the legendary Pierce Brosnan, who plays Dr. Fate in the film, had something to say, child. Look at this.
One of my co-hosts on my show is someone you've worked with, Sherry Shepherd.
Sherry.
What do you think superhero would be a good match for Sherry Shepherd?
Jon Stewart, Green Lantern, or we're going to go with Mr. Terrific.
Okay.
You know, I think the intellectual acumen stands there. You know what I'm saying? I would say Hawkman, but Hawkman has always gone fine. You know, I don't know if she can keep up. You know, Hawkman, he going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, or, I mean, you never know. I mean, Dr. Fate?
I don't know the lady.
He doesn't know who I am, but I will be inviting him on my show, Sherry, so that I can introduce. I like that he called me M'lady. I mean, that was very respectful. M'lady. Old, but respectful.
Yeah. Kind of left the door open a little bit.
Wonder what
and y'all got to stop calling Aldis Hodge my movie son. Can you take the son part out of it?
Why, so it won't be weird when you finally sexually jump him?
Okay, look, yes, that is exactly it, HK. If he can play Taraji Henson's lover in her movie, he can take that son off of the thing with me. Ooh, good grief.
Shoot your shot, Sherry. Go
my
for it.
Son.
Shoot your jumper, Sherry.
Up next, it sounds like James Corden is out here pulling on heartstrings. We'll get into it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, welcome back. After
After the James Corden restaurant controversy, two NYC restaurateurs came to his defense, saying he's always been lovely, but of course the internet had more not-so-nice things to say about him. First up, a 2017 video resurfaced of James failing to name a single cameraman from his own show when his guest Jimmy Kimmel asked him to, which is super embarrassing. But that's not all. TripAdvisor reviews from his show's audience members claims that James acts like they're not even there when the cameras aren't rolling. And one fan even said he had his staff put the unattractive people in the back and that they overheard James say he didn't want to look at an overweight man who had shown up for a taping.
Oh,
Lord. What do you guys think this is true or people just making this up?
I just think once something came out about him with the restaurant and him acting ugly that people start talking and people start sharing their experiences. Mm-hmm. And it's sad, but I believe it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's giving that energy. You remember how, like, you know, like nobody thought Ellen could be the person that they were saying she was because she's always, like, upbeat
so
and so
bubbly,
light.
Yeah.
So I don't want to believe it, but damn. Two more stories and I'm going to believe
it. But I think that this is like kind of subjective because at a certain age, you can't remember everybody's name.
That's right.
I see people all the time and I'm like, okay, what's your name again? It doesn't mean that I don't like you. I just don't remember your name.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's a way to know everybody's name who works on a set.
Yeah.
A set has a lot of people, but the thing about the overweight, and that's kind of insensitive, and the ugly people, like, that's not cool.
Hey, so Gary, I mean, like, you've been working here for a long time. Do you know all the camera people's names here on Dish?
Real camera people?
Yo, I've been here a couple weeks now. We got a cameraman named Trevor, and Gary calls
You're
me
so
Trevor
mean.
On a regular basis.
Like you said, Cher, we getting old. Hell, I can't remember all y'all names.
It's two of them.
It's only two.
All right, y'all, we're moving on. Yesterday, we talked about Meghan Markle's claims that while she was a briefcase model on Deal or No Deal, she was treated like a bimbo and objectified.
Mm.
Well, fellow model and Fox Soul host Claudia Jordan slammed the Duchess of Sussex's claims, saying that the show never treated models in the way Meghan described. Now, she went on to write, Deal or No Deal never treated us like bimbos. That's the kind of opportunity that is what you make it. If you show up, seize your moments, then there's no limits to what you can do with the opportunity. Then she also went on to add that she wasn't attacking Meghan. She just didn't want any misunderstandings out there in these streets.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
Well, now I hope Claudia, honey, ain't coming, honey, for my niece, honey. And I'll definitely step in, Miss Claudia, girl. So pump the brakes, boo.
Well, but I think she's right because look at what Claudia has done from doing Deal or No Deal. She took it and she ran with it. I think it's up to the person, you know, how you're going to be portrayed.
Chad Megan ran with it, too. She with Prince Harry. What did she say?
That's right.
Nah, no, tell me what she had in that suitcase when she opened it up for the prince.
Hello.
I know what she had in that suitcase,
okay.
Gary. We know what was in that suitcase. That little hard top.
Yeah, there's definitely a deal there, that's for sure.
Now
Prince
I'm
Harry had never seen a deal like that before. You know what I'm saying?
Up next, Andrew Freund chats with one of my favorites, Dwayne Johnson, and the cast of the movie Black Adam. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Is this like looking in a mirror?
Right now, it's like looking in a mirror, man. That's incredible.
Yeah.
I've seen you in a lot of cool outfits over the years.
Mm-hmm.
This one is the latest one.
Okay.
No, it looks cool, man. Thank you.
Is Black Adam misunderstood? Because he kills a lot of people.
He is misunderstood.
Yeah.
Really, philosophically, he is misunderstood because a lot of you... Black Adam is the kind of guy who... he's so direct and he's so precise with his words. And if he says something, well, you better believe he's going to do it.
Yeah.
And he... there's this philosophical... not argument, but difference of philosophies in our movie that we are between the JSA and Hawkman and him saying that superheroes don't kill people, and Black Adam says, well, I do. And he does.
He kills a lot of people.
The people who have it coming.
That's true.
There's a difference.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes.
Now, I wanted to ask you, I heard you cursed Dwayne out when you heard you. I mean, he's the producer.
Cursed out is a bit of a reach. I don't know. No, yeah, I thought Dwayne, when he called me, it was just randomly out of the blue. I was not prompted. I didn't know I was getting a call from him, which I guess is the best way to get any call. But you don't think that The Rock is calling, you know what I'm saying? So when he called, I thought somebody was prank calling me.
Yeah.
Because I'd been receiving prank calls prior. So basically, I was like, look, man, stop playing on my phone. I'm tired of this. Like, for real, I'm at the point, I'm nearly about to get FBI to come look for you. I'm like, stop playing on my phone.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, it's for real, Dwayne Johnson. I was like, oh, okay. And then, you know, once we had a real conversation and he finally gets to a point of saying, welcome to Black Adam, I was like, oh, wow.
All right, guys, so, you know, Black Adam was born out of rage. But I want to know what little things right now kind of get you to rage, like road rage, or like what little things are like annoy you?
Damn it, my fries were cold. I don't like cold fries.
Yeah, cold fries are really the worst, to be honest.
Yeah.
I have a little rage about that.
Yeah.
I just, you're on TV and movies now. You can't really have road rage anymore. You're like, what the hell's the matter with you?
I'm like, that's the guy. That's whatever.
Yeah, jeez. Like, drive away.
I have a 13-year-old.
Okay.
They so can, you know what,
yeah,
you off.
And they press,
I'm like, I don't know if I can say.
Yeah, you can. We believe it.
I don't know. They you off.
Yes. I wanted to get your thoughts on this. Okay. So, this is my question about this thing. When you go like this, is it like a nutcracker? I like, because you could use it for other.
You could use it for a lot of things.
Yeah, yeah.
It all depends on how weird you want to get, Andrew.
Are you happy with the outcome?
Dude, I got to tell you. Well, this, yes, for sure. Let me see this thing.
I mean,
this is. Yeah, yes. You take the lightning away. I mean, I like it. It's pretty good. I got to tell you, the toys that they have made for Black Adam is just spectacular.
Yeah.
And I, coming out of the world of pro wrestling, we are used to merch. Everything is merched out. But these toys for Black Adam, I mean, it's incredible.
Okay, like, wrapping this up, you know, Dwayne has a catchphrase in this. I want a catchphrase to wrap all my interviews.
Yeah.
Can we workshop this? What do you think that should be, guys?
Okay, so you're from Dish.
Dish Nation, yeah.
Dish Nation.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me your name one more time.
Andrew.
Andrew.
Yeah.
What if you were like, you were just dished?
Yeah. Something is best dish served.
Yeah, yeah, Andrew. Yeah, yeah.
Chef Andrew serving you the best dish.
I love it. I love it.
What are you doing for Halloween? Are you going to be Black Adam?
I'm going to be Black Adam, apparently.
Wow.
Do you think, can I just walk out with this? Can you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's yours.
Okay.
Take it. I'm Black Adam. You're White Andrew. Let's.
My job here is done, people.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all.
Hey, hey, hey.
It's time for
Didn't See Dish Coming.
Hey. Get with it, Sherry. So, pro soccer player Dyson Pereira was using all of his resources in his latest soccer match, y'all.
Wow.
So, Gaston, he distracted the opposite team's kicker by pulling down his shorts and exposing his manhood.
Ooh.
Didn't know that you could do it like that.
Yeah.
So, the kicker missed the goal, but it is unclear if it was due to Pereira's, show. So, we don't know. But despite the kicker missing the goal, Pereira's team still lost.
But Gaston knew that kicker, honey, knew that was a queen, honey, and she had never seen nothing like that before, honey. When that girl saw that, she's like, damn, honey, this girl missed her kick. I ain't mad at her, baby. I would have done the same thing, too, honey. Could you imagine me being at a sporting event and Headcracker or Tanner just whip it out? My God. Honey, I'd be like,
no, I can't imagine.
Well, I could.
Me either, Gary.
All the time that HK was fighting in the ring, I never had the visual of him having to whip out anything.
Right.
As high as my shorts were that night, I don't think it was a possibility at all.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.